Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota-based Essentia Health in Fargo was briefly locked down this morning after a threatening phone call was reported around 7:30. Fargo police say there is no ongoing threat to the public. The lockdown was a precaution and all scheduled patient visits resumed at noon today. The incident is still under investigation by both Fargo and Moorhead police. New information has surfaced following the federal indictment of Vance Belter, the man charged with killing of Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband, and shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson says a letter was found in Belter's abandoned car near his home in Green Isle.
In his letter, Vance Belter claims that Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota wanted him and approached him about killing United States Senator Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith. Belter claims in the letter that he wanted nothing to do with Governor Walz's plan and that he would go public if he insisted.
Thompson says the letter was Belter's fantasy and shows he was delusional. Thompson says the letter also includes Belter's confessions to the crimes. The Minnesota BCA canceled the crime alert for the suspects in an armed robbery at a gas station in Cloquet. Investigators say the two men accused of robbing the Quick Trip on Saturday have been apprehended. Officers say they entered the store, displayed a gun, and fled with an unknown amount of cash. The Quick Trip employee wasn't hurt. No other information about the incident has been released. A man convicted in the 1988 axe murders of his parents and siblings in Rochester while he was a teenager will soon be released from prison. 53-year-old David Brom was 16 when he killed his mom, dad, brother, and sister. Brom was convicted of first-degree murder and given 3 life prison sentences, but a new state law eliminates life without parole for juvenile offenders. In other headlines, Minnesotans can now apply for the state's special youth deer hunts. DNR Big Game Program Coordinator Paul Burr says the hunts typically happen in unique places like state parks.
Because they're in areas that have higher deer population, not a lot of hunting pressure, this tends to lead to more positive experiences with hunting and greater opportunity to harvest deer. Just a great opportunity to get some of these youth hunters good experience and hopefully stick with hunting as they go forward.
The MPCA is now accepting applications for the 2025-26 Minnesota Green Corps program. The AmeriCorps opportunity places members at sites across the state to work on real environmental projects, from improving air and water quality to reducing waste and promoting green transportation. Up to 58 positions are available. You can learn more and apply by August 6th at the MPCA website. This is MNN.